A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout. Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise replied, no. There'll not be enough for you and for us. You'd better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves. And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet. And the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he replied, truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. The word of the Lord. So often in Jesus' teaching, he comes back to this matter of light. He claims, I am the light of the world. Put on the armor of light, a light for revelation. A light has come into the world. Let your light shine. Do not put your lamp under a bushel, but put it on the lampstand so it shines for the whole household. Light is a very important image, and it's a very important element in our own lives. And the oil, therefore, is significantly important for fueling the light, in those days more so than in our own. The oil, it's used for anointing and healing, for light and cooking, for strengthening, for moistening the skin. And the oil is very precious, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, an important element in giving light to our lives. When we look at these bridesmaids, the 10 who had gone out for this wedding event, this ceremony to welcome the bridegroom, who unfortunately must have been delayed by negotiations or partying or what, we are not told. However, at last he comes, and the foolish ones have no oil to see him through. Then they are locked out. They are excluded completely. This is a strange scenario for us in our culture of the Western world, where weddings are celebrated slightly differently. But I was reminded of this oil of good works and the light of faith in our lives. Recently, when I attended a memorial service for a friend who died last week, there was a very large crowd at the memorial service, predominantly women. I think the women outnumbered the men. There were a lot of men there too, but the women outnumbered them by about 6 or 8 to 1. But it was an inspiring ceremony. The woman who had died was a very quiet, demure woman who was devoted to the cause of peace and justice in our society. Everything she did was geared to this in her life. She was very quiet and said very little. Her reports to meetings were brief and pertinent, very much to the point. Others would have rambly 10 or 15 minute orations. But this woman was not like the Greeks, who put great value on oratory and rhetoric. Plain facts and to the point were all she needed or wanted. She was very quiet also in her involvement. She was involved in many movements, but always in the background, getting all the donkey work done. But she empowered so many people in a gentle way. She empowered others to take the leadership. She guided them and helped them on her way. Many meetings were held in her home in preparation for events or functions. And always she was there like a guiding hand with her strong belief and philosophy that human beings, if they work at it, can live in peace and without war and difference and squabbling. Right to the bitter end, she kept saying, there's still work to be done. And I see her life as something like the oil that contributes to our society. The other inspiring event of this week was on Monday. A group of us take communion to a rest home that's not far away. And a recent person admitted to this rest home is at the very last stages of her life, really. She's mostly comatose, but sometimes well enough for the nurse to bring her round to our group. And on Monday, I mentioned a little bit about gospel for last Sunday. It was the camel and the eye of the needle. And when I said this parable Jesus told us, this woman who was normally so sleepy and hardly there with us at all, but smiling gently, she launched into the creed, and I believe in Jesus Christ. And she went through the whole creed in a very loud, strong voice. And all the others began to join in with her. And when we came to the part, and I believe in the Catholic Church, the forgiveness of sins, she sort of bumped her hand on the arm of her wheelchair. These were her convictions. This was her prayer. This was her faith. This was the oil in her lamp, standing her in good stead now in the last days of her life. These two women, I think, were like bridesmaids who had lived and given light to so many of us during their short time on earth.